That's Higher Love by Steve Winwood. You're listening in to FM 92 South Simcoe, the morning show with myself, Nick Burney. We are now into our 9 o'clock hour on this Thursday morning, and we have a special guest on the line with us who released his new album a couple Fridays ago, back on January 14th, called Bad Graffiti, and he is here to talk with us all about the new album. Let's welcome in Tim Ronan this morning. Good morning, Tim. How you doing, bud?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good myself, Tim. And I mean, it could be late afternoon or a nice Hawaiian hot day, but that's okay. I guess I'll have to live with what I got. I don't want to keep you forever here, and I want to get down to the point, of course, of having you on air to join us here. For those who don't know, this is Tim Ronan, who has his new album out called Bad Graffiti. He released it a couple Fridays ago on January 14th. And we're going to dive right in, of course, to begin. Just what people can expect with this music from Bad Graffiti. So if someone's listening, what's the kind of sound that they can expect?
Yeah, Bad Graffiti, I like to think that it has something for everyone on there. Now, mm-hmm. I have my roots set in rock music, but mm-hmm. I don't like to set myself and label myself to one genre. I don't like to do that. I kind of have lots of genres, it seems. The album mainly focuses on rock and, I guess, pop. So I guess it's pop rock, but it strings out even to, dare I say it, in the little hints of country even. So there's something for everybody on this album, I think. That's my only hope, anyhow.
So give people a few links, if you want, or ways that they can actually go about listening and purchasing the Bad Graffiti album.
Yeah, sure. Number one, you can go to my website. It's timronan.com. You can buy the album directly off the website. Or there's links on the top, and you can go to all your streaming services, be it Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all those places, wherever you get your music. And you can also buy the CD directly through me, but you can get your CDs in the town of Alliston at a place called Williams Pub and another place called Concession Road. Or, like I said, you can buy it directly through me. You can find my contact in my website.
What was the favorite song of the seven for you to put in the effort to create? I know it's always a process, but there's maybe usually one that stands out as that was the easiest. It was just so fun to do.
I think Decisions was the one that flowed the most naturally. Mm-hmm. I found myself in my element, in my zone, and it was a joy to record because I felt like that song is authentically me. And I just stuck to it. It went into the microphone, and it was almost like one take, and it worked out perfectly.
And is there anything you want to say about that song, Decisions? Because we're going to play it on air live for everyone to hear. And you want to give people a little rundown of what Decisions, the lyrics, like the meaning and base of the song, so people maybe even get a better understanding of it?
Yeah, I like Decisions because I find it's very real. And I think a lot of people can relate to it. And what it's about is the innocence that you hold when you're a child, and you know you don't have any responsibilities. All your decisions mm-hmm. were made for you, and life was still carefree. The song's about growing out of that and learning how to grow up, and when you grow up, you have to make these decisions as an adult. So it's a coming-of-age song, and it reminisces on serenity of your childhood.
Well, I think there's no better segue, Tim, than to say thank you for joining us here on the morning show for Thursday. And I think it's best if we let everybody know what's coming next, as we're going to drop one of the singles and hits off of your brand new album, Bad Graffiti. So you take it away from here, Mr. Ronan.
Hi, my name is Tim Ronan, and I'm on FM 92. And this is the song called Decisions. It's from my album, Bad Graffiti.
There's a kid in the yard, he's working so hard. He's digging a hole because somebody told him he could dig to China. And he believes it. And when he arrives on the world's other side, he wonders what it'll look like and what they know. The words he is saying, probably not. Taller now, somebody who never loved me back. And they said that they did. I don't wanna grow up, 'cause growing up sucks. But I can't stay a kid. We dangle from trees by the crotch of our knees. We swing in the breeze and we do what we please, just like Forrest and Jenny. Peas and carrots. Decisions were made so we'd make lemonade. We'd sell it for profit. We'd get rich off it. Oh, we had a dream. That sweet summer. Oh, I'm taller now. Oh, but far from figured out. But I know that I don't wanna grow up loving somebody who never loved me back. And they swore that they did. 'Cause I don't wanna grow up, 'cause growing up sucks. But I can't stay a kid. Should.